Public backlash to the federal Conservative Party candidate running in the North Island, Powell River riding continued on Saturday, April 12, with a rally in Campbell River. The Stop Aaron Gunn rally, held outside Aaron Gunn's campaign office in Meerkroft Village, was organized by Stop the Vote Split North Island Powell River, North Island Network, and Cawthet Anti-Racist Society. More than 100 people showed up for the event, which featured several guest speakers, including well-known Indigenous activist Grandma Losa. Many of the speakers spoke about the devastating effects that residential schools had on Indigenous communities. The protest follows nearly 2 weeks of backlash against Gunn's election campaign from Indigenous groups, sparked by past social media posts where Gunn rejected using the term genocide to describe residential schools. Critics argue the posts amount to residential school denialism and demonstrate a lack of respect for Indigenous rights. In early April, Bob Chamberlain, who previously served as vice chief of the Union of BC Indian Chiefs, called for the Conservative Party of Canada to remove Gunn as a candidate. The First Nations Leadership Council also issued a statement at that time requesting the Conservatives drop Gunn because of his horrific and offensive posts on X between 2019 and 2021, refuting that Indigenous people faced a genocide in Canada and that residential schools were asked for by Indigenous bands. The council described opinions like this as extremely harmful and divisive and should not be held by those in public office. The Wei Wai Kum First Nation and Homal Ko First Nation have also called for Gunn's removal. Mr. Gunn's public statements, dismissing the experiences of residential school survivors and denying the genocidal impacts of colonial institutions, are not only deeply offensive, but fundamentally incompatible with truth, accountability, and reconciliation, reads a statement from the Wei Wai Kum First Nation. Read also, petition for Aaron Gunn's removal has reached over 15,000 signatures. In response to the criticism, Gunn supporters, North Island MLA Anna Kindy, Campbell River Mayor Kermit Dahl, Courtenay Comox MLA, Brennan Day, and several other elected and former elected officials released a letter backing Gunn's campaign. The letter, printed on official Legislative Assembly of British Columbia letterhead, stated Gunn's character and record have been profoundly misrepresented in a troubling smear campaign. The false accusations of residential school denialism have been particularly egregious, states the letter. Aaron has repeatedly recognized the truly horrific experience of many First Nations who attended the schools and has always condemned these institutions where abuse occurred. Read more. MLA told letter backing Aaron Gunn, inappropriate use of legislative letterhead. Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre has since defended Gunn, calling the criticism misinformation. Gunn also addressed the backlash, saying he has always been firm in recognizing the truly horrific events that transpired in residential schools. He said, any attempt to suggest otherwise is simply false. The deadline to replace candidates before the April 28 federal election was April 7. Gunn's campaign held a private meet and greet in the Comox Valley over the weekend. A registration-only meet and greet event is scheduled for Campbell River on Wednesday, April 16. With files from Brendan Jury.